Good morning, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the EFG Daily Commute. My name is Stephen Dutzman, and I am your host. I am also the founder of EngagedFamilyHamming.com. That is a website on the internet where parents like myself and my co-host come together to make sure everyone has the information they need to get their family game on. This is also my ride to work. Welcome to episode 3 this week. I have made a commitment internally that I will be posting at least 3 episodes of this show every week between Monday and Thursday. And yeah, that is, it's all about making good use of my time. So last night, Nintendo had a Nintendo Direct specifically focused on Super Mario Maker 2, which was about 15 minutes long, and it was packed with information. Like, I mean, I knew it was going to be, because anytime Nintendo comes out and says, listen, we're going to talk about one game, it is just so much information. So here's the new information we found out. They confirmed multiplayer, which we really knew was going to happen, because if you looked at the site, it actually said under the number of players, TBD. And if it was a single player game, they would have just out and out said that. I kind of expected that to be saved maybe for E3, but they told us now. And multiplayer kind of comes in 2 forms, actually. One, there is cooperative level building, so you can give 2 Joy-Cons to, you know, 2 players, and they can work together to build levels. I think that's kind of interesting. It's certainly going to make for some really interesting YouTube videos, I think, where where 2 people will be kind of creating and adjusting levels on the fly, and kind of pushing against each other with their various design philosophies. It also means, like, one person could do, like, the broad strokes while another person, like, fine-tunes it. I think it's really interesting, the co-op level design. The other piece is that there are actually online competitive multiplayer and online cooperative multiplayer, and I think those are really interesting. Mario has very rarely been a competitive game, and the fact that there is now 4-player online competitive multiplayer, where you'll be able to play through a random play set of levels, and as you compete, where you're match made against other people, I presume you can play against your friends, but as you play, you earn points, and basically the better Mario players will be matched against each other. I think that's really interesting. I'm looking forward to seeing how that plays out. That'll be an interesting thing to watch on streams, I think. I'm probably not going to be very good at it, but I'm certainly going to give it a shot. And they have an online cooperative as well, and you can do that locally. So I think that is a super cool addition to the game. In order to accommodate that, you have Mario and Luigi and then Toad and Toadette in both modes. Everybody has like a creator profile where you essentially create a me for yourself, and as you create levels and people like them, and you know, complete them, you earn stars for your builder rating. And it seems like you can use those stars to help unlock cosmetic items to kind of dress up your kind of me avatar within the game. I think your builder profile. Again, also very cool. The key is, and this is all going to be the big question mark with this game. Like, we know it is a robust tool set. We know that it is fun to make levels. We know that sometimes it's fun to play levels made by people. The problem is it's hard to find good levels. It really is tough to find them. And so the curation process and the ability to surface good designers, and also the fact that you can search by user in the course search area. So you can say, you know what, I really like this level by this, you know, Astro Dwarf guy or whatever. I want to just make more or play more of his creations. options. And you can do that. And I think that is awesome. Another cool thing is you can actually download games or different levels to play offline, which really kind of helps cement the fact that this game is really built for the Switch. Because, you know, it's an on-the-go system, so you're not always going to be connected to the internet. So being able to download levels off of the Mario Maker, you know, kind of course world, that's awesome. So that's another thing that we did not know about. There obviously are all sorts of course elements, different enemies, and all sorts of different obstacles. There are way more design options. You know, for example, when you do an auto-scrolling level, you don't just have it scroll from left to right now. You can actually have it go up and down. You can have it scroll vertically. And you can control the speed at any point, which is awesome. We're going to see some really cool levels out of this, and some really robust tools are going to make a big difference. So we've got, you know, the ability to have custom scrolling directions. You can go vertically. They added the Angry Sun, which is awesome. That's from Mario 3, but it's in everything now. They also added the Moon, which is something you need to unlock. I don't know how that works, but the Moon, if you put the Moon in the different levels and the different level themes, it does different stuff. For example, there's a nighttime where it basically produces a nighttime mode. So like in the regular, you know, kind of field levels, when you turn it to nighttime, Goombas fly. They can kind of float like they're swimming in water. If you put it in the forest, which is a new theme, the water is poisonous. That kind of stuff. Really cool. And lots of awesome options. It's cool that you have to unlock these things, I think. But the biggest update for me is that they added a story mode. Single player, literally referred to as story mode. You're Mario, you come to where Peach's castle is, and you find out that it's not there. So you have to help the Toads build it. So you complete challenges, you earn coins, and the coins help you unlock and build the castle. They said there's going to be over 100 levels, a lot of different options, and all of the different levels are designed to show you how to use a particular design element. And that is really awesome. First off, that's just a testament to how many options there are, but also, that solves one of the problems that I had with Super Mario Maker on the Wii U. And it was there really wasn't much of a tutorial, right? You would have all these design options, and it would be really hard to, you know, kind of get over that overwhelming feeling of there just being so much stuff. But now, you're good. You can just, you know, play through the story mode, and it will more or less teach you your various options, which I think is great. You know, it's coming June 28th. I'm sure we're going to get a little bit more information at E3. One thing that was noted is the four art styles from the previous Mario Maker game, meaning Super Mario 1, Super Mario 3, Super Mario World, and the new Super Mario Brothers. Those four art styles are remaining. But they also have Super Mario 3D World, which is kind of distinct in that it is unique and has different elements that can do different things. So some of the same items will react differently in that kind of environment, to the point where if you switch to the new Super Mario Brothers U art style, it actually will erase everything that you've done so far. Like, those levels are fundamentally different. All the different mobs act differently. You have Cat Mario, things like that. So that's interesting. What's on that selection screen, though, there is a blank space. And they showed us that for a reason. So a lot of folks are curious as to what that is going to be. It could be another game mode that'll be there at launch. It could also be DLC that could be coming down the road. Because this is definitely the kind of game that would benefit from DLC. Adding new elements, new course features. You know, stimulating that kind of level economy where you're encouraging people to make new levels, but also helping surface them for other players. Those are all things that could be supported on the back end. But adding another level or another art style, that makes just total sense to me. Personally, my gut reaction is that it's Super Mario Brothers 2. Because it's in the same area as Super Mario 3D World, which is a tool set that when you create it, it resets everything because all the levels function very differently. That would be very similar to Super Mario Brothers 2, which is very different. You know, because in that game you can, you know, pick up vegetables or pick up enemies and ride them. In fact, that's not only something you can do, that's fundamental to the design and the completion of those games. So I think that makes sense. Another one that I think has potential, and maybe this could just get added in, is from the Super Mario Land from the Game Boy. I think that would be a really interesting art style to put on there, you know, kind of that sepia, like washed out green. I would love that. I think that has the potential to be kind of neat, and, you know, give people some unique level options, just from an aesthetic, right? Just the way that it looks. So, I'm curious what you guys think. This is a day one purchase from us. I had my doubts. I don't know why I had my doubts, but now that they showed us everything, we're definitely going to get it. So I'd love to hear what you guys say. I'm going to go ahead and share this into the Engage Family Gaming community. You can get there by going to engagefamilygaming.com/community. Join in on the fun and let us know what you think. I'd love to hear. So this will be the last episode this week. Thank you very much for listening. I will be back next week as we start gearing up for E3. And, you know, I'll probably start talking about what we expect from some of the different press conferences and things like that. Until next time, have yourself a great weekend. We'll talk to you soon. And don't forget to get your family game on. Bye now.